Welcome to the very first episode of Senior Year, the podcast where we talk about our favorite high school memories and relive our high school experience in our senior year. I'm Melissa, your host. Growing up, we all played basketball alongside the Wildcats of East High, rocked out at Camp Rock, and studied abroad on the SS Tipton. Well, now it's our turn. The past 4 years here are never to be forgotten. They were full of laughs, tears, and many other emotions. I'm sorry to see it end. With a class of about 400 students, there are plenty of funny and memorable stories from our experience here. Let's bring on our first guest, Skyla Cantwell. Hi, Skyla.
Hello.
So, let's start this off easy. Did you like high school?
Yeah, I liked it for the most part, except for all the homework, but other than that, it was pretty good.
That's fair. So do you have any high school memories or stories that you're willing to tell us?
Absolutely. I feel like my favorite, like, high school memories is probably, like the first stuff, like first relay, first pink day, because in elementary school, you never really had, like, pep rallies or anything. Like, you always had, like, those, like, oh, fun days or whatever that you'd have to, like, spend with all the little kids. But having, like, a pink day and having, like, actual, like, pep rally, and, like, seeing, like, the hype and stuff that, like, high school, like, pretty much is. Same with relay. Like, the fact that, like, you would stay overnight in the school field was, like, crazy to me because I was like, oh, I never thought that would happen. Like, I'd drive by it when I was little and be like, whoa, what's that? But being a part of it, I feel like it's probably, like, the best experience because it makes you feel like, wow, this is actually happening. Like, I'm in high school now, you know? Yeah. Like, stuff like that.
From things like Pink Day or Relay, are there any specific things that happened that really caught your attention?
Well, Pink Day, seeing, like, everyone get involved, pretty much. Like, even grade 9s, like, the new kids. Like, I didn't think, like, people would be brave enough to get up in front of, like, grade 12s, because I was always terrified of grade 12s. Like, getting up in front of grade 12s and being like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna, like, put myself out there. And then for Relay, I think, like, specifically, it's just meeting a whole bunch of people. Like, staying up late and having those, like, deep talks with people and actually getting to know them, then you realize, like, oh, like, this person I know I can stick with. It's mainly just for me, like, the fact that, like, it's where you actually find, like, your true friends and stuff like that. But yeah,
I think personally one of my favorite moments from our first Pink Day was when Connor sang Baby by Justin Bieber up on the stage in front of the whole school.
Yeah, with his Justin Bieber haircut.
Oh, that was great.
It was perfect, and his pink tutu. It was great.
Any other memories, any other stories that you can tell us?
Well, each year I would always come back with, like, a different hairstyle. Like, grade 9, I came in with, like, just, like, long, plain brown hair, and that was, like, low-key flat, like, paper, and I was like, okay. And then I decided spontaneously that I wanted to dye it. So I dyed it rainbow underneath, and it was a whole mess. But apparently people liked it. And then throughout that summer, like, it turned blonde and stuff because it's bleach. But then in grade 10, I showed up with bangs and blonde hair. Grade 11, I showed up with my hair completely cut off, and everyone was like, whoa, who is that? I was like, hey guys, it's still me. And then grade 12, I kind of just, like, kept it normal, and I was like, I'm just gonna, like, keep it the same this year. Like, I don't feel like spicing it up. But, like, each year I feel like something new happens. Like, you gain a new friend, you get a new hairstyle, you try new makeup trends, and then, you know. Yeah, that's probably, like, my favorite things. So.
I can definitely see that. Seeing the evolution of everyone growing up from grade 9 till now is slightly terrifying, but it's amazing to watch.
Yeah, even the people from elementary school. Like, seeing them from kindergarten and then now seeing them in grade 12, it's just kind of like, I remember when you were, like, 7 years old, and now we're both 18, and it's kind of like, wow, we basically grew up together for, like, 12 years or something. And it's actually crazy to think about, in my opinion.
Definitely. All right, well, I think that's it for today. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was quite the chat. So why don't we bring on our next guest, Kristen Shepley. Hi, Kristen.
Hey, thanks for letting me on your podcast.
Thanks for joining me. All right, so just a few questions about high school and your high school experience. If you could describe high school in 4 words, what would they be?
I think high school would be crazy, rushed, loud, and very, very frustrating.
Agreed. Did you like high school? Did you enjoy your experience here?
Out of the 4 years, I can say that, yeah, I did enjoy high school.
Well, that's good. Any funny stories you could tell me, like any memories, anything that really stuck out from the past 4 years of your experience here?
I remember Mr. Griffin telling me to watch my grade 10 fourth period class because he was hungry and wanted to eat his lunch.
That, you know, sounds like Griffin.
Oh yeah, it sounds like Griffin.
All right, well, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I'll let you go. Have a good night, Kristen.
Thank you, you too. Bye. Bye.
Our final guest for this episode is Tiernan Doherty. Hi, Tiernan.
Hey.
All right, did you enjoy your high school experience?
My high school experience was pretty hit and miss, actually. I enjoyed it for the most part, but to be honest, I'm just excited to move on to bigger and better things.
All right. If you could describe high school in one word, what would it be?
Difficult. It's definitely a big adjustment from elementary school, but it prepares you for a lot of the big issues and circumstances that you're going to witness and endure in post-secondary and after.
All right. Any funny stories you could tell us? Like any story that really stuck out to you during the past 4 years here?
Not necessarily. I mean, most of it has been sort of a blur. It's only 4 years, but it's been a majority of my life is what it feels like. Funny stories in particular? Not necessarily.
Anything like prom or relay for life?
Prom was all right, but my favorite experience in high school would have to be... I have no clue, actually. I can't remember what my favorite experience would have been.
I definitely will say our economics class from last semester.
Probably the economics class first semester of grade 11 or grade 12, because that was just tough.
The people in it were definitely the best.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Any other things you want to say about high school?
No, it was quite the experience. Met a lot of new people.
All right. Well, thank you for being on my show.
No problem. It was a pleasure to be here.
I will let you go. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, so that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, we have new episodes every Monday, so don't forget to subscribe to be notified when we upload. Thanks for listening, everyone.